Hey, it's Monday again. Monday, March 19, 2018. I'm David Guerin. This is The Walking Leader 365. Well, we're back from spring break. Hope you had a good one. I know I did. Let's get to work. Lot to do. And this week, we're going to continue talking about, well, things. Personal things, professional things, things that make us go bump in the night, things that make us, that motivate us, make us who we are. And in this case, we're going to talk about the fifth habit of the seven habits of highly effective people. That habit is seek first to understand, then to be understood. And from the Stephen R. Covey website, or the StephenCovey.com website, communication is the most important skill in life. You spend years learning how to read and write, and years learning how to speak, but what about listening? What training have you had that enables you to listen so you really deeply understand another human being? Probably none, right? That's a great question. That's a fantastic question. It just depends. I received training when I joined the military as an infantryman. You have to be aware of your surroundings. Situational awareness is what we called it. You have to be aware of what's going on. Any little noise, wherever you are, could be that little thing that changes your entire life. You never know. And it also involves listening to other people, to understand them, to understand what's going on with them, what's happening. They've got something. They're telling you something. You're not paying attention. It could mean life or death. And it is that simple because it's been proven. Now, in most business situations, in most real-life situations, listening to somebody is not going to be a matter of life and death, but death. But when it is, are you prepared? Are you truly listening? Are you truly understanding? Sure. It might not mean somebody's physical death, but it could mean the death of a career, livelihood. And are you prepared to deal with that? Are you prepared to understand that, hey, somebody is really saying something and somebody who truly is wanting to be heard and understood? And that's why you must seek first to understand. And that's what we're going to talk about this week. We're going to talk about what it takes to get in there, what it takes to understand, what it takes to listen, and then how to convey your message back to them. So be ready. Folks, have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.